శ్రీమాత్రి నమః. ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మదర్ డివైన్ లలితా మహాత్రిపుర సుందరి అండ్ ఫాదర్ డివైన్ లార్డ్ మహాదేవ, యు కంటిన్యూ టు డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ ద హోలీ లలితా సహస్రనామం. టుడే వీ విల్ డిస్కస్ ఇన్ బ్రీఫ్ అబౌట్ ఎ గ్రేట్ యోగి, త్రిలింగ స్వామి. ఇట్స్ అవర్ గ్రేట్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ బోర్న్ near a village of Vijayanagaram to the divine parents Narasimha Rao and mother Vidyavati. Both of them were great worshippers of Lord Shiva. Swami Trilinga is believed to be born in 1607, and mother, being a great devotee of Shiva and Advaita, suggested to the father Narasimha Rao that the son should be named Shivarama, as there is no difference between Shiva and Rama. So the son was named Shivarama, and one day, as the mother was praying to Lord Shiva in her prayer room, the doors were gently opened and she saw her young Shivarama crawling into the prayer room where the mother was chanting some of the shlokas and the stotras. And as the kid crawled into the prayer room, the mother saw a divine light come out of the Shivalinga and get into the body of Shivarama. The mother was puzzled, and then she reached out to her husband after the prayers and said what she witnessed. And then the father revealed a desire that he got before the son was born, where Lord Shiva said, "I am coming as your son." And the reason he couldn't share it before was because he forgot that the dream. And now when the mother was sharing the experience, he has seen the same very scene in his dream, that his wife was praying in a prayer room and a young kid crawls into the prayer room and there's a divine jyoti or aura that comes out of the Shivalingam that enters the boy's body. Mother Vidyavati is the first guru of Shivarama. She initiated him into the Shadakshari mantra of Mahashiva, Om Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya is called Panchakshari. When Om is added, it becomes Shadakshari. He loved his mother so dearly that during the last phase of his mother, Mother Vidyavati revealed that her father, who was a Kali Upasaka, often told her that he will come back as her son to continue the spiritual journey of Kali Upasaka. And Shivarama was almost 39, 40 years old when his mother passed away. So along with his mother's body, he went to the graveyard and he stayed back in the graveyard for 21 years in a small hut, practicing the very intense aghora sadhanas, taking his mother's chitabasmams or ashes as the ashes, the holy ashes of Shivalinga. And he continued to do the Kali sadhana following the Aghora Tattva there for 21 years. A guru from Himalayas, from the Dashnami order, came visiting him, initiating the Shivarama into the Mahakali sadhana that he was practicing already. And that guru took Shivarama along with him to Himalayas, to Prayaga, and then when he came down to Varanasi, Kasi. Shivarama felt a divine calmness in him. Though the village of Varanasi, Varana plus Asi, the two sides of River Ganges, Varanasi, were very, very dirty. He just rolled on the roads of Varanasi saying, "This is the place where my divine father often walks in the disguise of a normal being, whether it is a dog, whether it is a human, whether it is any other being. And this dust is the holy dust that touched the lotus feet of my Lord." And when people saw him for the first time, they thought he was a madman who was just rolling on the dirty streets of Kasi. Then after he was initiated, he was given the Yogapatta name of Trilinga Swami. And Swami Trilinga was believed to live close to 297 years. There are many, many legends that go and refer to Swami Trilinga. He often used to be very self-absorbed, very silent, would not talk much. In his Paramahamsa Yogananda, Autobiography of a Yogi, he mentions the greatest Kriya Yogi to walk the planet is none other than Swami Trilinga. And when Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, even before he became Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, when he was visiting Kasi for the first time, somebody told him about Swami Trilinga and he wanted to go visit Swami Trilinga even before he could go to the temple. And when he went to see Swami Trilinga, he bowed down and said, "I didn't have much time because of my departing bus, so I came down to see you and not the Vishwanatha." When he bowed down, touched the feet and stood back, he saw the Kasi Vishveshwara standing there. And then, like an incessant fountain, the Shiva Tandava Stotram that is written by Ravana, one of the greatest devotees of Shiva, erupted out of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's mouth. Like Jatatavi Galajala Pravaha Pavitastale Galevya Lambi Alambitam Bujangatunga Malikam Dhamad 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 Dhaman Ninadavad Dhamar Vayam Chakara Chanda Tandavam Tano Tanu Shiva Shivam Jata Kataha Sambrama Brahman Nilimpa Nirjari Vilola Vichi Vallari Virajamana Murdani Dagad 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 Jwala Lalata Patta Pavake Kishora Chandra Shekare Rati Pratikshanam Mama Dara Dharendra Nandini Vilasa Bandhu Bandura Spurad Giganta Santati Pramodamana Manase Kripa Katakshadorani Niruddha Durdharapati Kwachid Digambare Mano Vinodu Metu Vastuni Jata Bhujanga Pingala Spuratnana Mani Prabha Kadamba Kunkuma Drava Pralipta Dugdumuke Madanda Sindura Spuratva Gurtariya Medure Mano Vinoda Madbutam Bibarta Bhuta Bartari Sahasra Lochana Prabhritya Shesha Leka Shekara Prasuna Dhuli Dhorani Vidusa Rangri Pitabhu Bhujanga Raja Malaya Nibadda Jata Jutaka Shri Echiraya Jayatam Chakora Bandhu Shekara Lalata Chatvara Jula Dhananjaya Spulinga Bani Pita Panchasayakam Samannilimpanayakam Sudamayuka Lekaya Virajamana Shekaram Mahakapali Sampade Sirojatala Mastuna Karala Pala Pattika Dagad 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 Jwalad Dhananjaya Dari Krita Prachanda Panchasayake Dara Dharendra Nandini Kuchagra Chitra Patraka Prakalpanaika Shilpini Trilochane Matirmama Navina Mega Mandali Niruddha Durdhara Spurat Kuhu Nishidi Niti Mah Prabandha Bandhu Kandura Nilimpa Nirjari Dharastanotu Kruti Sindhara Kalanidana Bandhura Shriyam Jagad Durandara Prapulla Neela Pankaja Prapanchakali Maprabha Vilimba Kantandali Ruchi Prabandha Kandaram Smarachidam Purachidam Bhavachidam Makachidam Gajachitanta Kachitam Tamanta Kachitam Bhaje Agarva Sarva Mangala Kala Kadamba Manjari Rasa Pravaha Madhuri Vijumbana Madhuvratam Smarantakam Purantakam Bhavantakam Makantakam Gajantakandakandakam Tamantakantakam Bhaje Jayatva Dabra Vibrama Brahmat Bujanga Maswara Nirmatkarala Pala Pala Havya Vad Dimit 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 Dvanam Rudanga Tunga Mangala Dvanikrama Pravartita Prachanda Tandava Shivam So he continued to chant the remaining Shivatandava Stotram of Lord Mahadeva when he saw the Vishwarupam of Vishwanatha in the body of Trilinga Swami. And then Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had ecstatic joy with tears rolling down his eyes. And then he mentioned to the crowd that were with him, he was not a Paramahamsa then, that here is the truest of the yogis, and there's no difference between Trilinga Swami and the Linga Swami who is there in the temple. We are all blessed to know the story of such a great Mahatma who lived and walked on this planet, not very far away in the space of time from when we are living now. This Trilinga Swami was often noticed to float on the river Ganges, and the day before he merged with the Vishwanatha, he was seen lying on top of the river Ganges in Samadhi with a big broad smile. For that he knew he was going to merge his Pindandam with the Brahmandam the next day. And there are many, many instances where many people had a lot of miracles experiencing the divinity of Trilinga Swami. There's one episode where Trilinga, who became one with the God with respect to his meditation and spiritual evolution, would walk around the streets of Kasi absolutely nude, because he did not find any difference between him and the other being, given his spiritual maturity. The cops, the police of Benares, arrested this nude Swami who was walking the streets without any clothes. And as they keep him behind the bars, every time they keep him behind the bars, he would just walk through those bars as if there is nothing, with a big smile on his face. Then the police understood that this person is no ordinary being, but a Mahatma himself, and therefore set him free. There was one more instance where Trilinga Swami walked into the Kasi Vishveshwara temple and urinated on the lingam. And all the Brahmins, priests who were there in the temple, were mad at him and dragged him out. That very night, the king of Kasi got a darshan of Lord Shiva, explaining the water that came out of his body is the true Ganga, not the Ganga that is flowing just out there. Trilinga has purified his body through Kriya Yoga to such an extent that whatever comes out of his body is the purest form. Therefore, if you punish him, if you outcast him, you're outcasting me, and I'll walk away from this eternal city, Kasi. And the king got the dream. He ran to Trilinga Swami and asked for his forgiveness. Trilinga said, "Whom should I forgive? Because there is no you, there is no me. There's only one Shivatattvam that is spread in you and me." Saying that, he blessed the king. These are some of the miracles of Trilinga Swami, as experienced by some very spiritually elevated souls like Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa Yogananda, Vivekananda, and others. Do stay blessed. Continue to spread the bliss around. Srimatre Namaha.